USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump on Twitter talking about the FBI raid of his lawyer Michael Cohen's office, Word audio tapes confiscated by the feds, and one is a reported recording Cohen makes while he talks to President Trump about a potential payment to a woman. Now, the president tweeting, "Inconceivable that the government would break into a lawyer's office early in the morning. Almost unheard of. Even more inconceivable that a lawyer would tape a client. Totally unheard of and perhaps illegal. The good news is that your favorite president did nothing wrong." Exclamation point.
Attorneys for President Donald Trump have waived attorney-client privilege regarding a secretly recorded conversation in September of 2016. Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, recorded the conversation that involved payments to an ex-Playboy model who says she had an affair with Trump. I'm Rick Vincent.
Hillary Clinton making an appearance at Ozzy Fest, a music, arts, and politics festival in New York City. She slams President Trump during her remarks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
An update now after 17 people killed on that duck boat in Missouri during a storm.
Keep us in prayer. We're going to need it.
The woman who loses 9 family members when the duck boat they are on sinks in Missouri speaks out.
She said, "Above you are your life jacket. There's 3 sizes." He said, "I'm going to show you where they are. What you want me to do?"
Tia Coleman at a news conference in Branson, Missouri, telling reporters the boat captain at Table Rock Lake tells them they won't be needing life jackets, but a violent storm hits, the boat fills with water, turns over, and sinks.
Since I've had a home, it's always been filled. It's always been filled with little feet and laughter. And my husband, I don't know, I'm going to do it.
Tia, not sure how she survives as waves come over her head, she says it's a miracle. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Wow, what a mess. The cleanup continues after tornadoes hit central Iowa. The wind's so intense, walls at an Iowa 911 center peel off the building and blow away, leaving the yellow insulation exposed. This is people inside the building keep on working to help others. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
The National Weather Service confirms one of the twisters was an EF3 tornado with winds at about 144 miles per hour. We spoke to Bob Cusbaugh, a pastor of Evangelical Free Church in Marshalltown, Iowa, about the devastation.
We're finding that the more people we talk to, there are many individuals who have no insurance, and so they just basically have nothing left.
At least 17 people were injured by the outbreak of tornadoes that struck on Thursday afternoon.
In Dallas, Texas, an unthinkable tragedy involving a police officer killed while attending a funeral for another officer, and a drunk driver responsible. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
A Dallas motorcycle cop taking part in a funeral procession for a fellow officer who died of cancer this week was himself killed this morning when a car crashed into the procession. Police Chief Renee Hall's Senior Corporal Jamie Gibbons was a 32-year veteran of the force.
The driver of the Kia Sportage collided into a concrete divider where he was subsequently arrested for suspicion of driving while intoxicated.
Gibbons was escorting the casket car on an interstate, his motorcycle stationary with emergency lights blinking.
You're listening to